William Frawley.
Hi, Bert.
Oh, hi, Hank. What's doing?
Oh, we're just keeping an eye on the house while the Douglas is our way.
Yeah, I noticed the newspapers were piling up. Where'd they go?
Oh, didn't you hear? Scotland.
When are they coming back?
Coming back? I don't know. They inherited a castle.
A castle?
Strangest feeling. It's... I feel as though I were coming home.
Coming home? The last ancestor of yours that ever saw Scotland was that Archibald character. And he left the joint in 1703.
Hey, do you know what? We get more than a castle. We get lands and rents and all kind of junk. Listen to this. It says here, and the castle, as well as the aforementioned lands and rents, shall be the property of said Stephen Douglas and his barons. Provided they do not fish the Sruthen.
Just think of that. We got our own castle. What do they call it?
I don't know. It just says here, the castle.
Picture of the Douglas clan here in Sheehan Bridge.
Aye, and I say the old bear was off his rocker when he made the will. What are we all standing here for? Our rights have been taken from us. I say fight. We're all Douglases, are we, nay?
No.
And I also say, what is a Mackenzie doing in the middle of a matter that involves only the Douglas clan?
Aye, it is wrong.
Throw him out.
I've given you fair warning, Mackenzie. Go your way, or we'll see to it.
It is a public place. I fancy myself as the public. Yonder's my purchase. If you didn't want me, you shouldn't have accepted my money.
Aye. But 'tis a secret matter involving only the clan Douglas.
Secret, is it?
Aye.
Contradict me if I'm wrong on any of the particulars. When the old laird of Sheehan died, he was angry with the whole lot of you. Something about too much salmon fishing in the Sruthen, was it not?
Aye, but the Sruthen's our stream, and we had to eat.
The old laird was afraid the fish wouldn't come back if we fished extravagantly. It is a ridiculous premise.
Aye. At any rate, you've all been cut off. Even the new laird gets naught but his cottage.
Tis an outrage against the Douglas Darton.
Aye, that's true, Fergus.
What's your village?
I beg your pardon?
What's the place of your inheritance?
Sheehan Bridge.
Is your name Douglas?
Yes, Stephen Douglas.
Come, Dorcas, love.
Aye, Robert.
Douglas.
Dunleen, change here for Strath and Sheehan Bridge.
Conductor, could you tell me how long it'll...
Jeepers, how come they got sore all of a sudden?
Then there's the fare to Glasgow for all of them. Then there's the fare on the branch line for all of them. Then there's the cab fare from Dunleen to Sheehan Bridge. That'll be considerable. The whole thing wipes the Douglas bank account clean. Next time you wish for secrets, see to it that the county recorders know a Mackenzie. Good night to you, gentlemen.
The Mackenzies ain't here been a good lot.
Oh, I should have brained you. Let me go, mate. Don't get them. Let me at them. I'll get that guy.
That's enough. We've had enough bickering. The new owners will arrive tonight. Prepare the rooms above.
But you're the new laird. You propose to let them do this to you?
They're doing naught to my father, didn't I intend?
Yes, but will you allow them to have the land and the ranch and the castle?
Aye.
There's a machine from Dunleen pulling up. Twould be them.
Oh, so this is Sheehan Bridge, huh?
Yeah. The whole thing's no bigger than two parking lots back to back.
Ah, but it has plenty of atmosphere, bub.
Yeah. One thing for sure, they don't have a traffic problem here.
No. The pub seems to be the only place with any lights on. Why don't I go in there and do a little checking? Bub, you stay out here with the boys. Huh? They probably have rules about being underage.
Well, I'm not underage.
I didn't mean to. Pardon me, I wonder if you could help me. I'm looking for a man named Douglas. I'm trying to find a man named Douglas.
My name is Douglas.
And mine.
And mine.
My name is Douglas.
And mine.
Tis the laird.
So tis
the laird.
Oh, good evening, laird.
I beg your pardon.
We were expecting the outsiders. Why be you dressed like a Londoner?
They should arrive any minute.
Who?
The outsiders. We're nae planning to make them comfortable.
James, me boy, could I have a word with you? Tis nae the laird.
Be ye daft, man. I know the laird wanna see him.
Would the laird of Sheehan wear boots like that?
I got these papers from a lawyer, a barrister in Glasgow. Now, as you can...
Aye, English boots. Worse, not even the United Kingdom. American. And you know, Kim, something else about the man? He's got a fearful accent.
Morning to you, Douglas.
Oh, morning, Fergus.
Did your new landlord sleep well the night?
Well, they didna complain. The entire group has dispersed in all directions. Out looking for the castle.
Morning, laird.
Good morning. Did they arrive?
Aye, laird.
Did you provide for them?
Aye. They gone out to look over the property.
Well, tell Mr. Douglas I'll be gone the day. I have business in Strath. I'll see him on the morrow. Good day to you.
Good day to you, laird.
Yeah, I've got my driver's license and everything, so maybe you and Una here could come over to America and I could take you for a ride sometime.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that.
Aye, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I get a car, of course.
Oh. Hi.
What?
I said hi.
Oh, I thought you said I.
Ah, why should I say I?
Oh, I didn't know, but the way you're dressed, you might say anything. You wouldn't be tossing money in the well, would you?
Just a penny. And I made a wish.
You wish you had your penny back.
What's your name?
Richard Douglas.
Hey, so's mine. Only they call me Chip. Maybe we're cousins or something.
Would you like to see a great toad that can leap close on 12 yards?
Sure. I mean, I. Hey, neat.
Well, the same to you, lady.
Una! Mildred! Into the house with you!
Bye!
I'll no have my sisters gabbling in the street with strangers.
But, mister, we're all Douglases.
Sure, that's right. We're actually in the same family, you know.
Is that so? Well, where were you in 1746, when we needed you at the Battle of Culloden?
Richard Douglas?
Yeah? I think he means me.
I think you best be about your chores, lady.
But, Father, I already performed them.
Do not argue with your father in public, son. Perhaps Richard can play with you another time, laddie.
Yes, ma'am. So long, Richard.
Run home now, Richard. We'll explain things to you in good time.
You're no ashamed, Magnus Douglas.
Ashamed of what, woman?
It is one thing to be rude to the outsiders, but it is quite another to hurt children.
I did not hurt the lad. I did no more than suggest he go home.
I have another opinion, Magnus Douglas. Do you wish to hear it?
No.
Jeepers, Dan, do I have to be the first one?
Go ahead.
Come on, come on.
We're all
in the same boat.
I want you to know that this is mighty embarrassing to an Irishman.
I thought Irishmen wore kilts too, Bud.
Yeah, but not when we're in Scotland.
Oh.
Boy, it sure is breezy.
Well, you fellas have been complaining about how badly you've been treated, and I think I know the reason why. This is a small village, and we've just been a little too different, that's all.
Well, we're sure not different now.
Yeah. Well, come on, let's go. I'm sure you'll notice a big change in their attitudes now.
And I'm telling you, Magnus, you're doing naught but echoing your woman's sentiments.
I have never repeated a word of my wife's sentiments in my life. I simply say, how would you like it if you went to America and you got treated in the same way?
Aye, and they have no complaint.
Aye.
Have you forgot the inheritance? Have you become weak? Have you?
This is a little springtime number. You'll notice the skirt is cut on the bias. Well, don't just stand there gawking. Say something.
Aye, I'll say something. It is a deliberate insult, and I'll no stand for it.
Well, on the contrary, young fellow, we just thought we'd show you we're part of the family.
By wearing a Mackenzie tartan?
He's right, James. They mean well. They didn't have any meanness about them.
Oh, so you want outsiders for your landlords, do you?
Well, we would prefer it otherwise. But right is right. And when I see they wear tartans to be like us, I see them in a different light.
Aye. It's no their fault Mackenzie swindled the creature.
This is what I like. Nightlife.
Dad, we own this place.
We own what place?
This place. I just figured it out. The will says we own the castle at Sheehan Bridge, right?
Yeah,
sure, if you can find it.
That's just the point, Bub. There is no real castle. But do you know what the name of this pub is?
Well, I never noticed. What is it?
The Castle. Those characters downstairs have been giving us the business to make us clear out of here.
Well, no wonder they stuck us up in this crummy room.
Yeah,
well, I'll never drink scotch broth again.
Why, you like
it? Dad, what are you going to do?
I'm going downstairs and clear up a few things.
Steve, if you're going to belt somebody, I'm going with you.
We thought you might like a wee bite of supper.
We've come to a few conclusions that you might be interested in.
Well, so have we.
We didn't deny that we treated you shamefully.
Aye, and as soon as you've eaten, we'll explain and apologize properly.
Now watch yourself, Steve. They may look quaint, but they're pretty sneaky.
Canny is the word we use all here.
I'm about to surprise you with something I'm going to tell you. But sit you down to your meal first.
I hear you.
Find your proper place.
Go on, laddie.
Right here, Mr. There Douglas. Here you are now.
Pull up. There you are now.
Lou, I'll tell you. Ye are the owners of this place.
Well, as a matter of fact, we just figured out...
Oh, wait a minute, Mike. You mean we own this pub?
Aye.
And all of the land as far as the Sir Ruthen on the west and up to the Tulloch on the east.
I'm afraid we did laugh a bit when ye couldn't find the castle.
I see. But why are you telling us all this now?
Because they be soft. You dinna belong here. By what right do you come across the sea and take our lands and our rents from us?
Why don't you shut up, big mouth?
Oh, wait a minute. He's right. What do we know about running a pub or collecting rents? The land's beautiful, but it isn't our land. Any more than Bryant Park back home is their land.
Gee, Dan, you gonna give it back?
It was never really ours in the first place, Chipper.
Is this the kind of cheap wine you serve to a relative? Give us a bottle of a Bath.
Two bottles.
This man's a Douglas.
This is Buddy the Kidder spinning out with the top 40 in the middle 30s.
Oh, your lordship, wait till you see what awaits you.
Aye, the outsiders await me, Magnus. We'll get it over and done with once and for all.
Aye, but take a good look at him.
The Lord of Douglas?
Aye. The Douglas of America?
Aye. I mean, yes. How do you do?
How are you?
Your lordship, do you not see it?
Do I not see what?
The resemblance, man. The resemblance.
Do you tell me you think... You think I look like that?
Resemblance? What resemblance?
Name one. I dinna see it. Sit down, Mr. Douglas. Now then, we will discuss how you'll take over the lands.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. We're not staying in Sheehan Bridge. Our home is in America. That's where we belong. We've decided not to accept the inheritance.
You nae accept it. But you must. If my father had nae intended for you to have the inheritance, he wouldna have written it into the will.
But your lordship...
Good day to you, sir.
Douglas killed Richard Lonely.
I'm near your father, lad. He sits yonder.
Hey, Dad! How come he looks just like you?
I don't see the resemblance, Chip. Well, gentlemen, what do we do now?
I dinna ken. The laird has a fierce pride.
Excuse me for butting in, Dad, but can me and Richard go fishing? Tisn't a father, sir. Stand by the Sir Ruthen.
All right, Chip.
Hey, me. Thanks, Dad.
Chip, wait a minute. Richard.
Yes, sir?
What was the name of that river?
Sir Ruthen.
The Sir Ruthen. Yes. Fergus, would you read this?
Aye.
Right here, paragraph 8, letter A.
And the castle, as well as the aforementioned lands and rents, shall be the property of the said Stephen Douglas and his barons, provided they dinna fish the Sir Ruthen.
Okay, Chip, find Mike and Robbie. We're all going fishing.
Sure, Dad.
Now, we're going to need some witnesses.
Aye, well, I have a feeling that half the Douglas clan will stumble onto the terrible deed. Quite by accident, of course.
Of course. And it might be a good idea if we took along the law just to make everything legal.
Constable Douglas at your service.
Hi, Archibald. Now, the only thing is I didn't bring along any fishing equipment.
Oh, you leave that to us. Come along.
Why?
Come on.
don't tell you they were a fine family. Well, you know, it's amazing to me that you can dilute the Douglas blood for 260 years and still get such fine results.
Aye, Jamie. But I still don't see the resemblance. To my way of thinking, he has a rather weak chin.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's not Superman. It's My Favorite Martian. Stay tuned for two episodes of My Favorite Martian during this twice-as-nice morning on TV Land.